Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Latifa A. Hameen, the CEO for American Muslim 360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
The views expressed by the host guests are their own and not necessarily the position of AM 360 or the parent corporation, the Community-Wide Shura Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM 360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM 360 or CWSC. We encourage you to seek an advisor for your specific circumstance.
Community-Wide Shura Conference and American Muslim 360 invites you to promote your organization or event on the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice protected. Affordable rates allow you to promote your event, product, or service and strengthen our national intelligentsia network. Contact corporate underwriting today at info@cwsc.us. That's info@cwsc.us. Or call 910-317-0297. Again, 910-317-0297. Together we can remake the world.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of Critical Issues, where we look at the solutions to the issues that's affecting our very lives. For the past 2 weeks, we've been talking about purpose of humanity, and as a subtitle, Winning Bad So Good Flourishes there. And we've been talking on an individual level, and we're going to kind of expand that on from individual to community. We'd like to start with Bismillahi Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladhina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. And this is called El Fatiha, and it's called the opening. And for many of you out there, you know that the book that the Muslims read is called the Quran, or Al-Quran. And this is the first there, the most oft-repeating words throughout the whole world. Muslims say this prayer. at least 5 times a day. But we want to continue this subject here that we have, we've started here, because it's so much. So we're trying to be able to disseminate information to our listening audience to give us something to think. So it's not all inclusive, because it would take us forever and a day if we were trying to make it all inclusive. But we wanted to look at it on an individual level. We want to look at it on a community level. We want to look at it on a social and political level. And, of course, we want to look at it on a spiritual level. And I'm going to invite our brother, Mark Shaheed, who was working with me last week on this subject here, to come in on here, because I know he's got a lot that he can add to this. But before I bring Brother Mark in, all of this area that we are talking about here, we can go back to support from Al-Quran, and we can look at the life of Prophet Muhammad. And we can also look at our leader and teacher, Imam W.D. Muhammad, the advice that he left with us and the programs that he was trying to establish that still need to be worked on today. As many of you know who have been in the community for a while, a lot of these programs have kind of laid dormant for a while, but we had different programs that he introduced to us. And one of them I remember that was called, I think it was called Block. There, I can't quite remember those things, but some of you out there may remember what that stood for. But it was something to wean our community of these bad things, so that the good things can flourish there. And I know we've had different communities that have worked around the country that have tried to do this. I remember in Texas, that had a group, the Muslim there, called Amen. And that was African-American men, I think for equality and justice or something there, but they fought against the criminals out there to rid their communities of these bad things so that good things can flourish. And I know a lot of you knew about that. But we got the foundation that we need to build these things about. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Mark. How are you doing this morning?
Alaykum as-salam to you, Brother Henry Haseeb, and to your very distinguished radio listener audience there at AM 360 Radio. I want to say alhamdulillah, first and foremost, that the praise and thanks belongs to Allah, first and foremost. And I'm still doing it. I ain't done yet, Brother Henry. I say alhamdulillah for that, because each and every day that Allah bless us to wake up and give us another opportunity. We're thankful and grateful for that. And, you know, I was just listening to your intro. You know, as you said, you've been dealing with this from an individual base, and now you want to go and look at the group and all. And, you know, last night, in terms of parenting, family reconstruction, learning lab, the first social unit of human society is actually the family life. And so you start there with family life, and families come together and congregate. Then it becomes and it's supposed to be a neighborhood, not the hood, because we'll talk a little bit about that, not the hood. It's supposed to be the neighborhood and what comprises the neighborhood. And you get neighborhoods, then neighborhoods, they come together, and that becomes community, a community where you live in a certain community in regards to that. So that becomes the natural order, of things in that regard. So I think that, you know, it would be good to start in terms of family life. And what has come into family life that is stay with the verbiage that you're using, that is bad. You know, when you and I was coming up, the sacred institution of family life, which is the first group life, you know, when, and Allah has said that in the Quran, we find that in Surah Furqan, the 25th surah or chapter in the 54th verse, where Allah says, and he has made the human creation from water, and then he established the relationship of lineage and marriage, and know that Allah has power or influence over all things. I always like to use that ayat or instructing sign, because Allah is saying a whole lot in that verse or ayat in the Quran, that he has established or given life not only on the physical level. Of course, you know, they say wherever you find water, you'll find life, and that's true. But even in reading the language of the Quran, as Imam Muhammad is given the tafsir, that everything in creation has a counterpart or a likeness in the human being. And so water is emblematic or a symbol of spirituality. There's places in the Quran where water is a symbol of morality, and it is a symbol of emotionality, and finally it's a symbol of sensitivity. All of those aspects is very important when we're looking at this in terms of the group life, because then Allah says, then he established the relationship of lineage or family life, and also the sacred institution of marriage, which is supposed to produce the family life, the continuation of family life, and thus community life in that regard. And Allah has already influenced that in the very nature, the very fitra of the human being. This is very important for us to note, you know, when we are looking at that in that order. Just think, if the family life, Brother Henry, if we didn't have spirituality and worth of inality, is a play on the word reality, the reality of the spirit that we should have. And we go back to the Quran for that. Allah not only taught Adam the name and the nature of all things, as Allah said, but he said, wait until I breathe into him my ruh, my spirit, or my influence, then this is the second breath that the human creation get. Now, this is very important. You say, well, how do you tie that in terms of bad and good? This is good, because Allah has put into the human being something of his spirit or influence. That's another way Imam Muhammad said that we should look at it. Allah has put it into his human creation that of his influence to influence his nature. But as parents, we need to understand that the human being, the baby, comes here very innocent, but can be influenced or impacted by the type of social life in which they actually live. So it's important to understand that the socialization in every family life, there's a socialization in terms of what the baby, the child, what they hear and what they see. So what has brought divisiveness in the family life? You see, how we constructing families today is not like it was when you and I were growing up. And the statistics say that. Is that it was like 80-20 back in 1930, the 30s or what. It was like 80-20. In the 40s, still 80-20. What I mean by 80-20, about 80% of all African-American children was born in wedlock. And it may be a little bit higher than that. But I know, like, in the 50s, where they talk about the baby boomers, late 40s and all the way up into the 60s, what they call the baby boomers, it was about 75-80% of all children born in wedlock. And that's very, because then the child is born to a two-parent home as opposed to a one-parent home, and there's a lot of voids that are actually there when a child is born in a one-parent home. This is not good. This is bad. And then welfare. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said there's going to come a time when they're going to say farewell. If you turn that word welfare around, it's farewell to welfare, where you're just giving handouts. And for African Americans, now I haven't done any research on this, but I remember a time when the man or the father of the children, if a woman was receiving welfare, he couldn't live in the house, and they could come arbitrarily to your home and knock on the door, and they could go through your house, go through your closets and everything, looking for men article, men clothing and everything. And if they found that, you'd be terminated from getting or receiving what they call ADC, Aid to Dependent Children. When we talk about the role and responsibility of men, you understand, and of course your wife, you know, is Al-Rajul Kanamuna Anisa, where Allah talks, gives us that in Surah 4 of the Quran. You know, this is the role of men, you know, that they become the legs and the support of the Kanamun. The Kanamun is describing the role and responsibility, and that is to protect and to maintain women. And of course our wives are women, and also to protect and maintain what comes from that union, which is the family life. And families come together, and it's called a neighborhood, and it should be a neighborhood, because there's childhood, there's womanhood and manhood, and there should be fatherhood and motherhood, that as long as you have that and it's maintained in the group life that you're talking about, the group life, then you can have a neighborhood. But once it becomes void of childhood, manhood and womanhood, motherhood and fatherhood, then it just becomes the hood. And then the hoodlums, which is a bad thing, they have more influence in that group life. But it starts right there in the family life. And, you know, we can talk about some of those things that in that first social unit in human society, the breakdown of the family life, whereas that when you and I was coming up, the family life was very, very, very strong. You know, they even talk about shotgun weddings now. Of course, we would not be advocating that in terms of coercion. We don't do that, and that's not the best way. But we should most certainly encourage the Sacred Institution of Marriage for promoting the family life in that regard. But the influence of birth control pills and everything, that once upon a time you guarded the sexuality, once again, words that begin with ality, I mean, that end with ality is a suffix, is a play on the word sexuality, the reality of what sex. Sex has a role, it has a purpose, and it has a goal. And so it's enjoyable because Allah has given that to us, and Allah says in the Quran that he creates and he reproduces what he creates. And we see that even in the animal life. We see it even in the plant life. Of course, the plant life have what is called asexual in terms of reproducing in a different way. And Allah uses his creation for that, and it's called pollination in that regard. So I'll stop there, but I think that may be a good place to start, Brother Henry, in looking at what was the bad influences that actually have come into the first group life, which is the sacred institution of family life, whereas that is not highly regarded and valued like it was when you and I was growing up, and how families came together more and united more, lived more in close proximity, and all. Today you do good just to get family together if somebody transitioned, and that shouldn't be. How many families have family reunions, and a reunion means coming back together in unison. And the extended family was highly regarded. It was that you had to answer not only to your parents, but you had to answer to your grandparents, your aunts, your uncles, and everything. And we see a change in that today, and we see the respect, the mutual respect that children have for their parents. That was a good thing. But also, we can also say that parents have respect for their children because they didn't allow them oftentimes to be in the presence of adults in conversation. They might be talking about the neighbor next door. Everything wasn't kosher or halal, but they would never allow you to be present because in the neighborhood, they wanted to always maintain and sustain the respect that they wanted their children to have for the neighbors, because oftentimes they was looking for the neighbors to help in that village type of atmosphere to help them in terms of raising their children, just in case that they wasn't home or around and the neighbors saw the children doing something that they knew that their parents wouldn't approve of, they would also say something to them, or at least they would let their parents know, you know, that Johnny or Mark or Tommy or whomever it was, they were throwing rocks at the birds in the trees or, you know, those type of things and stuff. So that's very important. So today there's a different mindset. There's a different disposition, you know, Brother Henry, that we have and when it comes to family life and what has actually broken down the family life. There was one meal, and it was always that you had dinner together and you shared meal time. You came to the table together in a lot of in the social settings today. You might have two, three, four, or maybe more meals where in the today's family life, everybody's got their own meal or eating out somewhere, and maybe only the father, if the father's in the household, is the only one eating the leftovers and stuff. So all of these things have impacted the social life. I'll stop.
Yes, those are some good points, because we have to, as we say in the subject, weaning the bad so that good can flourish. We got to see the things that took us off of the course. And the thing that always come back to my mind is in that book, Outwitting the Devil, that the devil says, we will start with the children that we stand, which is, makes the foundation of that family, because they're going to be the future. And that's what the devil has worked on. He's worked on the future. So he worked on that child, and, you know, he give all the different reasons and how he do it through the parents there to do that. But, you know, now they highlight a lot, because I didn't know anything about these generations. But now I think they're working on Generation Z, they calling them. And I wonder, what is the difference between a child now and a child in the, as you say, in the 40s, in the 50s, in the 60s, and all of these things? It's the thinking, because that human being comes here the same way every time. You know, if it's a normal human being, we know he got two arms, he got five fingers, you know, on each side. He got foot, you know, so we can describe them. But what is taking place, and the reason we are accepting, which I don't think we should accept, because, as you said before, there's a natural growth between the parent and the child. It's missing now, because we have let some bad elements get in there, and we have bought into some things that can be acceptable between parent and child. And I have talked to some of these people that is referred to as Generation Z, and I'll tell you the truth, I don't know if you're talking to a human being. I question whether there's a human inside of that body that the voice is coming out of. So,
well, you know, Brother Henry, is. Yes, sir. You know, it's ironic that you brought up that in terms of Generation Z. So to be honest, I think it'd be good to, when we talk about generation, generally speaking, in social science, they look at generation being at least 20 years, at least 20 years. But before they got to Z, what's the two letters in the English alphabet that preceded Z? It was X, Y, and then. And I said on my program last night that tonight on the Courtship and Marriage, I was going to give some insight that, you know, as a free thinker, as Imam Muhammad wanted us to be a free thinker, to give some insight. Not only on Z, Generation Z, and so this really was supposed to be covering a span of 60 years, but it was slowly being introduced, as you said, and Shaitan doesn't discriminate on who he tries to influence, and most certainly, he goes after the innocent life. And it's very important to note that all children, like you say, they're born the same, but more so in terms of their feature, that they are impressionable. As a matter of fact, we can go and see what the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, the prayers and peace on the Prophet, has said in a Sahih Hadith. He said, all human beings are born, as reported, he said, on the fitra. Some have said it was born as a Muslim, but it becomes their parents and parenting and their environment. What environment? Social environment that makes them otherwise. So that's very, very important as a platform to know that, and Imam Muhammad used the language true human. He said, because if you have anything that's worthwhile saying, you should put it in a universal language. So if we would say that all human beings are born true humans, right? Mm-hmm. We're still working on X, Y, and Z, true humans, but it becomes their parent and parenting and the environment, social environment, that has made them otherwise, then we're saying that it begins with the parenting, and it begins with the social environment in that first social institution, which is the family life, that begins to alter and take them away from being a true human. And most certainly, the shaitan has influenced the social environment. This is a big problem. This is a big problem in family life and the stability of family life, the unison of family life, and has brought about the divisiveness in family life. And, you know, I know you get ready to take a break, but we can actually talk about that because then I'll give some insight in what it is Allah's blessed me to see with the social engineers, the manipulators, how they have manipulated even the and the, you know, you're like outwitting the devil. And maybe you might want to next week bring that book to the forefront in terms of what it is that the author said all the way back in the year 1936, 37, whenever that was actually put out. But that book was kept off of the market. You could not find it. You could not purchase it. And I think it was brought back in the 21st century, maybe something like 2010 or what. I may be off on the year, but they kept it off the market. All the people that was living at that time, deceased or whatever, because they know that it was powerful, powerful information in that book. And if they found out that this manipulation was actually happening, that some people could or would have turned violent and perhaps killed the author and other people that was actually consciously aware of what was going on, the social engineering, taking the human being, the innocent life, which is true human. And I think that's very important, you know, Brother Henry, that we begin to change the language. This
right.
is the language. Yeah, Muhammad said true human, because we know just to have a human, what we classify as the physicality of the physical parts looking like a human, but we can see sometimes a person that, as Allah says in the Quran, that has been debased to the lowest of the low, not even exemplifying some animal life, whereas there's a sensitivity and it has a close association with the life that they actually are able to reproduce and all. So I think that's a good place to start, because when you brought up winning the devil, you know, we look at what the prophet has said, but it is the parent and the parenting. And the parenting is used as a tool. The educators use as a tool. The clergy, the preachers, and all are used as a tool because they have been given a misconception, misnomer, misconception, and misperception in terms of how it is that they view human life. That's why we have to go to the Quran, because it's true scripture that gives us our true picture. And I think in terms of being good parents and promoting good things in our children and nurturing and cultivating the good that Allah has put into them, we have to rid the self of the shelf of self of things that obviously it has an expiration date on it, and it should be removed from the minds and the hearts and the spirit of those persons, you understand, that have socially engineered and manipulated the thinking. I'll stop there. I know you have
all
to
right,
take
well,
a break.
We're going to take a break. right here, Mark, and then we'll come back. But we have to look in, because these are the things that has happened in the society that has
yes.
caused us to get to the point that we're at. And all we see now is when we look in the society is confusion and but we got to analyze how it didn't just happen, you know. There was
That's
a
right.
cause, because there's a cause
That's
and
right.
effect to this, and we have to analyze it if we ever going to wean the bad so that the good things that God, because he give us in the scripture here, especially in the Quran, he give us how to do that. So it's not something that's impossible to get back to, as some would say, the good old days. There's a way to get back to that. And I remember
yes.
some, as we take this break, used to, the title was Teach Them Well. And well, in the song, it would say, teach them well and let them lead the way. And I think somewhere
yes.
in there, we missed it, teaching them to let them lead. Now they're trying to lead and they don't have any teaching. So it caused a big, big, big problem. But we'll be right back on the other side of this PSA to continue this most important subject. Weaning the bad so good can flourish in the community. We'll be right back.
Join us every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time for an episode of Optimal Health with your host, Abdul Shaheed, your certified symptometry health coach and doctoral student at the American School of Symptometry. It is our aim and objective every week on am360.org to enlighten health-conscious individuals on root cause therapeutics and provide them with guidance on general wellness and cell nourishment. Planet Earth is well known in symptometry as an echo chamber of illusion and a testing ground with booby traps everywhere. Come join us each week to learn about these booby traps that cause health to be denied. Connect at am360.org and 24-hour streaming at 701-719-4197. Call in to listen to speak to the host at 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. Share comments at info@cwsc.us. Tweet us at CW Shura. Email us at info@cwsc.us. Visit our parent corporation, Community Wide Shura's Conference at cwsc.us, or leave a listener comment at 910-317-0297. You are listening to AM360, the number one Islamic radio station in the nation, where your intellect is respected and your voice is protected.
Assalamu alaikum. That is the peace that only Almighty God can give be upon you, and that peace obligates us to keep the peace and promote the peace. I'm your host, Michael Hameen, of Not Just Talk on am360.org. Join us Thursday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We look forward to you being with us, joining our guests from inside the Islamic community as well as outside, those men and women who are community builders. And also, periodically on Thursday evenings, we have open mic where you become our guest. So join us for more of Not Just Talk, conversations related to community building. Again, assalamu alaikum.
All right, we are back here and there, and be sure to tune in to those broadcasts. You know, listening to America 360 and other programs like IWDM or radio, you know, if we got more and more of our young people especially to listen to these programs, believe it or not, it will begin to shake them, because something, Mark, as we were saying before we took the break, is shaping them, but it's not shaping them and fashioning them in the way that we know that they should be going. It's doing the bad that we got to wean, so that the good things that we would like to see and that God has ordered for us to do to come about. So somewhere along the line, we got to investigate to see how we got off course. You know, we started leaving Mobile to try to get to Chicago, and we got to figure out how did we end up in California. So that's about how far I think we all.
I like, Brother Henry, I like that. It's kind of humorous. How they say it, it may be funny, but it ain't no joke. It may be funny, but it ain't no joke for real. And I like that analogy in terms of looking to go somewhere, like on a journey, and you have the destination where you want to go, but you end up not actually getting to your destination. And I like that, because that's part of the role. That's part of the role of parenting. That's one of the hats that parents actually have to wear. You know, I've done, you know, workshops on the four hats that parents have to wear. They have to wear the hat of a host in terms of knowing how to talk to their children and bring out of them maybe the ones that don't talk that much in terms of communication. That's one head of a host. You know, it's like if you're hosting something, you may have hosted things in your home or as a family or as a community, then you want to be a good host, and you want to make sure that the invitees are actually comfortable. Where the parent have to wear the host hat, you know, in the family, and say something that would be positive to our children, to actually to instigate or facilitate conversation with them, to actually have a positive influence. And then they have to wear the host of, they have to wear the hat of the doctor. And we know when you go to the doctor is examining, probing and prodding and asking questions to you to get information in regards to maybe things that are troubling you, you know, physically. And the same thing, when you go to the doctors of the mind, the psychology in terms of psychiatrists and everything, they're constantly asking questions and all. And then you have the hat of the counselor. So the counselor, this is a hat that parents have to be able to wear too. And the hat of the counselor is having good listening skills. Where you actually are listening to your children. You know, oftentimes, we used to hear back in the day that parents would say, "Shut up. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say." That's wrong. Don't ever tell your children to shut up. "I don't want to hear nothing you got to say." No, and we can't subscribe to that thinking that some parents had back in the day, children should be seen and not heard. Well, you'll never be able to have an influence or impact in your child's life when we say each one, reach one to teach one, mm-hmm. you'll never be able to reach that child if you don't know where they are, or you mm-hmm. you don't allow them to speak. And so you just do what I told you, go where I showed you. Mm-hmm. This kind of resembles what our foreparents had to endure for over 300 years in terms of slavery, and another almost 100 or so years in terms of Jim Crowism, in terms of do what I told you, go where I showed you. Knowing the mm-hmm. natural growth and development of our children, we have to know and recognize that there are certain things that need to be nurtured and cultivated in them and actually grow up in them. And men in particular, they have to know that you have to plant more than one seed. It's mm-hmm. the one seed that brings them here physically, but there's another seed that has to be implanted, the seed representing idea and concepts that have to grow up in them. So when we say we're raising children, we raise our children up, the question has mm-hmm. to be, Henry, what are we raising in them? How much of impact mm-hmm. are we giving them? The sunshine? Are we giving them the water? You understand, that was actually nurture. And then mm-hmm. the final hat, which I said those four hats, I'm back on the hats. The final hat is that of a tour agent. You know, sometimes, you know, like you and your wife travel quite a bit and made trips. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people go through a travel mm-hmm. agency, and they go through them and let them give them a package deal in terms of, so where you want to go. That's the first question they ask. Where you want to go? You have choices. Where do you want to go? Mm-hmm. Where you want to visit? Where you want to have a vacation? Where you want to go? And they help you to get to that destination. Well, this is a hat that parents have to wear at some point, and that's to help their children to get to the destination that they have to go. So you start mm-hmm. you start at some point. You're going to be a host. You're going to be wearing the host hat. At some point, you're going to be wearing the hat of a doctor in terms of thought-provoking questions to get out of our children what it is that we need to get out of them. And then at some point, you're going to be wearing the hat of a counselor, where you're going to have to be a very, very, very attentive listener, which we call empathic listening, where you actually understand the child and their thinking, but also you, because you've been a child before, you also understand how they feel. And that doesn't mean that you agree with them, but you have to become an empathic listener, which is the highest form of listening. And then yeah. the final hat is that you have to be as a tour guide to help them to get what is called this journey of life to the destination, where it is that Almighty God wants them to get to. And so that's a lot in and of that. I just
you said a lot, Mark, there. And we're going to have to come back and analyze these areas as to where we got off and to mm-hmm. cause us to be in the situation we're in now. But before we leave the air, we got about 11 more minutes here. I want to see if we got any callers here that's got a question or comment on the subject that we talked about here that may have some examples of how we can get back. So at this time, we invite our listeners there. If you do have a question or comment, just press 1 on your phone and we'll bring you into the queue on that. But this subject here, because what we're talking now, especially from the child and the parent, of getting to the neighborhood, because this is what's made up of the neighborhood. You know, we can all go, as you alluded to earlier, about, you know, mm-hmm. how it was in the neighborhood when we came up, the respect.
That's right.
How did we lose all of that, Mark? And something had to happen. It didn't just rain one day and wash it all away. You know, something happened. We got to go to see
what happened to bring bad and replace the good that we had? Because today when we look at neighborhoods, especially in a lot of the African-American community, the first thing comes out of our mouth is how bad it is. And that used to
As you use that word bad, you know, we have certain language that has obviously influenced the social life and the culture. Just think in terms of how the shaitan has manipulated people and faith-based people. Of course, we don't subscribe to what shaitan has put in scripture, that the human being was born in sin. Let's look at that. Just think now, will we classify that as bad or will we classify that as good in terms of parents thinking that when you come into this life, birth to earth, that that baby is born in sin, you know, just born in sin. In other words, they just, it's just part of the natural inclination, to be impacted by that. Now, if we say, if we change the language, because Imam Muhammad is the one that brought it to our attention that words make people. Mm-hmm. So every person that you see is made up of words, and the word is anything that brings a message to your mind. And words are container of ideas. Now, once again, in the duality, as our beloved Dr. Jamal would often say, there's always a duality. So if words are containers of ideas and they can be positive or negative, they can be good or bad, what are we thinking as parents from the very beginning? What do we call, what language has developed over the years? We've heard parents come up with the terrible twos. Oh, he's a bad boy. Mm-hmm. He's only been here 2 years. So are we looking and reading that boy at 2 years old and saying terrible twos, terrible, mm-hmm. terrible. No, we should be seeing it as that 2 year old as being an explorer, as an explorer. Everything is new and different. It's just imagine at some point we was 2 years old. We didn't, however old we are today, if you 5 or 7 years old, at some point you had to pass 2 or 3 years of age, you see. Mm-hmm. But classified as terrible too, or you was a bad boy because mm-hmm. you was trying to explore and find out things. You were trying to learn things. And so this becomes a role, a responsibility of parents in terms of helping to distinguish what is good and what is bad. This is one of the first things that mothers actually have to begin to start teaching their children in terms of developing a moral conscience. This is good, but this is not good. Oh, that's hot. Don't touch that. And he said hot. Sometimes you'll see that children still want to, especially boys, it's just in them to want to find out for themselves, you know, and they're so close, and sometimes they touch it, ouch, you see, I told you it was hot, and they start to repeat, hot, hot. Now they're learning that this thing that's hot, I'm not supposed to touch, you know, because that's a bad thing, I can get burned, but it's the same heat that's in the oven, on the stove, that actually cooks the food, which is a good thing. So I'm just using that as an example. But oftentimes, it becomes the words that make people. There's a duality in terms of the positive and the negative. And most certainly, it's not a positive. It's a negative thing. It's not a good thing. It's a bad thing to actually have a misconception, a misperception as what it is that the Creator has created. We have to go to Scripture, and we have to look at the picture from true Scripture. This is what God has created. This is what His Rasul, His Messenger, has said in regards to that. And look at the tafsir, the clear explanation by Imam Muhammad, because every child is born a true human. But these components, Brother Henry, they lie dormant. They lie dormant in the human being. They have to be nurtured and cultivated so that they can evolve. That means that you have to have consciously regardful parents, conscious regardful parents, in terms of helping to bring out what Almighty God has put in to our human creation by education. What type of education for Muslims is Islamic education, because of a certain methodology in terms of how we teach, how we reach and teach, and how we bring out that good that Allah has put in all human beings. The baby does not come here as a criminal. They actually have done research. You can actually go online. They actually have done research because they want to see that if children that was born to even bad parents or family that did committed crimes, that would that child just come here, and they would have a different nature altogether, the same nature, I should say, the same nature as their parents, and they found out the nature is no different. But when they get here, they can be influenced, and we should see they might be born, and we should change the language, they might be born into a world that's, you know, and especially the first world, which is the family, the family life, where they are impacted. Children learn what they live. So if they're living in a social environment where they see sinful things going on, happening, how they talk to each other, how they treat each other, they cursing each other out, therefore you can see a two-year-old or three-year-old, when they begin to use language, what are you saying that word? Don't say that. You know, well, you know, how did they learn that? It's a social environment they was in. They heard it. They heard it. And they began to mimic what it is that they heard, because that is impactful influence, you know, in the first 7 years of a child's life that is in the imprinting stage. And so impressions are made. So impressions can be positive or negatively. I'll stop there.
Well, we down to our last 2 minutes, Mark, but you said so much there that really need to be expounded on. And as we continue this subject, because these are things that has caused this society to get off of the natural path that we are seeing. These are the things that have allowed bad to soar over the good. And that's why we're saying we got to wean it back, because this is not the way that our Creator created us to be. But with the choices, we have picked up what I say, the negative over the positive.
That's right.
These are things that we have to understand, because I've seen families that, I mean, they use language there that, I mean, I can't even use it. And then when the child pick up the language, they're ready to kill him or her.
That's right.
Where did they get it from? They got it from the family. So we out of time, so we're going to see next week. We'll be right back here with another edition of Critical Issues on this subject, what is the purpose of humanity? And as the subtitle, Weaning Bad So Good Flourishes. So we'll see you next week at the same time, same place, right here on AM 360. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. You can mute me.
Join us live every Wednesday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time with host Naima Latif and yours truly, Imam Kareem Hamid, presenting The Female Solution. We look forward to your presence. Assalamu alaikum.
Got in through the direct way today, and I got to see how to get out of here.
Henry, if you would just hang up your phone, that should release you from the host queue.
Brother Kareem, just I don't have it through the phone. I got it through the direct. Through direct.
Okay, is there an icon saying end?
Well, it's got end episode. I was scared to hit that because is that the one I hit?
Well, it's saying what? Pardon me?
It says end episode.
Oh, well, if you press that one, then that will...
Assalamu alaikum. This is Patricia Nitma Muhammad of Eyes on Our Community, asking you to join me in supporting CWSC and American Muslim 360 with your tax-deductible...